This call is now being recorded.
4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie with your host, Tofu Dave, on Community Radio WCOM FM 103.5. Today we have, all the way from snowy Vermont, Adam Ford, the author of the wonderful new series, The Nani Books, 1 and 2, Unshown and Unfound. Hello, Adam.
Good morning or afternoon, whatever time it is there.
About the same. Listen, I'm looking at the back cover of book one of the Nani series, Unshown, and it says, what would you do if you were 14 years old and you had no superpower? Let me tell you, I read these two books over Thanksgiving in a quick sitting, and I'm blown away. And before we get into some of the details, which I'll try to do without giving away some great plot points, I had trouble deciding if these books are science fiction or fantasy. How do you classify your books here?
That's a good question. I mean, generally they're in the young adult category. There's definitely some mystical element to them. I believe some people like to call it magical realism.
Ah, yes.
So where most everything is based in sort of a realistic look of the world, but there is an element of I guess you could call magic into it.
Right. And it's so interesting because the way you have framed things, and I'm going to try to be careful to not give away some of your real twists and turns in here, because I really want my listeners to get a hold of Unshown and Unfound, the two books in the Nani series. But you set up a world much like everyday life here in our world, where the normal people have abnormal or superpowers of some kind, and it's the uncommon people that have none, which I guess is where some of your title of the series comes from, have none of these powers, and they're in a way, the social outcasts. Am I interpreting things correctly?
Yes. I'll just tell you sort of the basis, the idea for this book. And I had noticed that there's a lot of young adult novels where the main character, the hero, has some special power or talent, some birthright, something that is bestowed upon them that makes them special. And they save the world or whatever they do because they are different, because they are special, because they're better than the peers around them. And I just wanted to write a book where the main character did not have any superpowers. And the catch being that everybody else did.
Right, which is a great idea. And your main character, a young lady of about 14, 15, 16 years old, her superpower, in a way, which isn't in her society recognized as such, is that she's a strong person. She has tenacity. She digs through events for the truth.
Yeah. She's basically a reporter, kind of a journalist in a way.
Yeah. Are you also in some ways making a, let's say, a social political commentary on how we should live our lives? And in other words, you seem to be implying to me that everybody should be looking past the superficial for what's going on behind the scenes.
I think so. I think there's definitely an element of I don't know what word I'm looking for here, the glorification of education and critical thought and seeking the truth and being doing the right thing, being a good person. And I think that comes through in what Paley, the hero of the book, tries to do. She tries to do the right thing.
Yes, yes, I agree fully. There were some exciting and surprising things that happened that, in a way, I can't talk about. But there's also a blend of both, I guess, corporate malfeasance, but at the same time, some, it turns out, surprisingly, some people in what we might call this system are actually willing to or led to help Paley, the main character, dig for information.
I didn't want to make the themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I interrupted. I didn't want to make the government the big baddie in this. I wanted to make sure that, you know, there are people behind the government facade. There are people who work in their system, and they are trying to do the right thing as well. And you know, making the bad guy basically a corporate chill was not a hard choice. You can find that everywhere in our society. So,
right. Again, I have on the line Adam Ford, the author of Unshown and Unfound, the Nunny book series. And I hope that you're considering at some point a third volume as our main character grows older. And I'm not sure she didn't show superpowers in book one. She was unfound in a sense that nobody recognized her power of tenacity until the end of book two. And I'm really led wondering, geez, what can happen to her in the future? Will she be found in some way, or will she even more find herself? So I'm eager to see where that goes.
It's the original idea was that it was going to be three books. The first taking place in the city where she lives, the second one more in when she goes out west, and the third one back more of a kind of an extended denouement of taking down the corporate, you know, bad guys. But it didn't quite work out that way, and the sort of the second and third books ended up being just the second book.
Well, great. As I said, I really enjoyed them. I think my listeners would too. A magical realism, I guess, I think is, you're right, the best genre for this mix of fantasy and sci-fi, Unshown and Unfound. The Nunny books by Adam Ford, available, we hope, wherever our listeners
yes.
buy their books. And Adam, you live in the cold and snowy state of Vermont. Any last words you want to leave listeners in the much warmer clime of Chapel Hill and Carrboro, North Carolina? Any for us today?
I would, if people are going to order online, I'd encourage them to try bookshop.org. It's called IndieBound. It allows you to order books not through the big corporate people, and it sends money back to local bookstores. You can decide which local bookstore you want to support. And all my books are on there. I have these two young adult novels, but I also have two or three middle grade novels and a bunch of children's picture books.
Great info. We, of course, support buy local, buy non-corporate. And Adam, I want to thank you again for being with us here on Between the Covers, a Literature Quickie on your community radio station, WCOM-FM, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, with your host, Tofu Dave. See you again next time on Between the Covers, a Literature Quickie. 4, 3, 2, 1, hold for a second.